It's Thursday morning in the country, and Ed Humphries is on the phone. Ed is a candidate for governor in the 2022 race. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Why are you declaring your candidacy so early? It's a long time until the election.
For folks who are like me, who don't have a lot of name recognition built up like the career politicians have, I have to start a little bit earlier. I think a lot of people understand that it takes a longer time to meet people, get engaged, and allow people to understand what you're about. So that's why I'm having to start so early.
For people that don't know you, you're a member of the Republican Party and involved in the party's leadership in the state of Idaho. But what's your personal situation? Are you married, single? Do you have children?
Yes, I'm married, and we have a three-year-old son, Dallin, and we got a baby girl that's going to be on the way in July, so here in 5 or 6 weeks. My wife and I, we live in Eagle, but I had originally actually moved to Idaho Falls in 2013, and that's how I got introduced to Idaho, was on the eastern side of the state. My wife grew up in Rexburg. We met in Idaho Falls, and we were married on that side of the state, but we've lived in the Treasure Valley for the last 5 years now, so we live in Eagle, Idaho now.
Ed, what do you think the biggest problem in Idaho is today?
I think the biggest problem in Idaho is the biggest problem in a lot of states. Our state government and a lot of our elected officials, not all, but many, are getting comfortable with socialism and different forms of socialism. And we're starting to see that play out in our daily lives. And we're starting to see how government under that kind of mentality acts and manages its day-to-day affairs. And so here in the state, we have a massive spending problem that's largely hidden from view. And every time they spend more and more of our money, it requires more and more from us, or it puts more and more conditions on us. And we've seen that, especially over the last year, really ramp up. So I think now's a time that regular folks have to stand up and begin to push back against the socialist schemes.
Do you think some of the state spending that you're talking about is related to the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, a lot of the figures I have were for fiscal year 2020, which only includes half of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer to that question is no. No, I look forward to, at the end of this month, getting the updated figures that give us a more accurate picture in light of COVID and the federal money that's been pouring into the state. But I imagine, based on the very meager tax cut that we just got, despite all the money that's been pouring into the state, I imagine the situation is much worse than the snapshot I saw, or that anyone could see, from June, end of June last year, from the state's financial report.
Ed, can you stay on the line for a few minutes?
Yeah.
We're going to find out more from Ed Humphries, candidate for governor in Idaho for the 2022 election, and we'll play the world's most incredible trivia. Stay right here. It's East Idaho's number one, Country 93.9 KZBQ.